It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis. On the local side over the weekend, Mineral Area College men's and women's basketball scheduled for Saturday but moved up to Friday because of the inclement weather that came through the parkland over the weekend. And on Friday night, the women fall to State Fair 68-62 in a game where they come back from a 10-point deficit to tie, fall again, and come back from a 7-point deficit to tie, do the Lady Cardinals. But State Fair gets the win 68-62 to remain undefeated. Lady Cardinal head coach Carrie Shepherd on the Friday loss says they lost the game on the mental side of the ball.
We have to stay engaged, locked in, and fight through some things. And I think today we had way too many mental lapses. We had way too many questions about things that we've been doing all week. So it's just a lot of overthinking on our part, and it kind of slowed us down when it mattered most.
And on the men's side, it was an even slower start for the Cardinals as they fell down early 26-6, but rallied in the second half, forced overtime, and got the win 79-74. Head coach Tony Irons.
It was a complete team effort for the most part. Guys were ready to contribute. Like I said, we just got a lot of room to grow, man. Like, you know, we're still not where we need to be, but it also gives us some things to kind of look forward to too.
So last week, a pair of comeback wins for the Cardinals, a 10-point deficit into victory against Moberly on Wednesday, then on Friday, that 20-point deficit to State Fair. Coach Tony Irons again.
When you get to this time of year, like, you want to be able to experience things so you can have some references later on. Like, you just never know when region tournament starts, like, what situation you're going to be in. Like, start slow in that. You want to be able to know that you can come back and win games, and that's something that we learned.
The men are off until Saturday. The women play Wednesday at Wabash Valley. Coming up today on the local side, girls basketball on AM 1240 KFMO with live video online. The Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers host Bismarck, weather permitting. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 5 and tip off right around 5:30. We'll keep you posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, at KFMO Sports BB, and online at KFMOsports.com if that game is postponed. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Valley Caledonia hosts Kingston, Potosi's at Central, and Fredericktown hosts Farmington. West County's on the road at Valley Catholic, and North County plays in the Hillsboro Tournament. And in boys basketball today, Bismarck at home against Crystal City, St. Paul at Grandview. At one game already postponed today, St. Genevieve was scheduled to play at home against St. Vincent. Broadcast-wise, we'll have that girls game tonight, weather permitting, off on Tuesday. Women's basketball, MAC at Wabash Valley Wednesday. Back to Farmington on Thursday, and girls basketball as the Knights host the Central Lady Rebels. Then on Friday, boys, Farmington at Fredericktown. And Saturday, Mineral Area College Homecoming, the Cards and Lady Cards host Three Rivers. NHL, the St. Louis Blues had a rough weekend against the Dallas Stars Friday, losing 3-2 in regulation, then a 5-4 shootout loss to the Los Angeles Kings on Saturday. And in their last four games, the Blues are 0-3-1, but head coach Jim Montgomery says he's liked certain aspects of the last three.
They've done some good things. Different guys are feeling good about their games. Like, Bucci's been really good these last three games, playing really well at center, you know. And so we're finding out different things about people, but in the end, we got to find ways to win hockey games.
The Blues are back in action on Tuesday against the Dallas Stars at Enterprise Center. Pregame at 6:30, puck drop at 7 on B104.3. NCAA men's basketball, the Missouri Tigers needed overtime to beat Oklahoma on Saturday, 88-87. Mizzou plays number 17 Alabama tomorrow at 7. And St. Louis University is number 24 in the nation. They beat St. Bonaventure last week, 97-62. SLU gets George Washington tomorrow at Chaffetz Arena at 7 o'clock. At NFL, the AFC Championship game on Sunday saw the New England Patriots beat the Denver Broncos 10-7 in a low-scoring game because snow became a factor late in the second half. And in the NFC Championship game, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Los Angeles Rams 31-27. And we get a rematch of Super Bowl 49. The New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks, Sunday, February 8th, from Levi Stadium in California. We'll have it for you on AM 1240 KFMO. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.